End of one here at McEwen. Warsaw 14, Concord 8. Tigers 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 2 at the arc, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Concord 2 of 8 from the field. Their two field goals are three-pointers, and they're 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 7 to 3. Tigers with the ball starting quarter number 2. Finlinson looking for movement. Nothing happening. Throws it to Gould. Whips it down inside. Oh, and it's taken away. Jaeger is getting held from behind. Bonds literally had his arm wrapped around Jaeger's waist. It's Concord with the ball after the Tiger turnover. They turn it over on back-to-back possessions. Pass to the corner from Boland to Messenger. He's standing right on the three-point arc out to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh against Bricker. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Throws it back to the near side to Messenger. Fakes the 25-footer and throws it out to Boland. Jalen dribbles left, out of the middle. Tried to get past Carson Gould. Carson would have none of it. Bonds to Messenger against Martin. Out to Kavanaugh. Drives into Bricker. Lost the ball, but lost it out to his teammate Boland. Boland will walk it back out. Kavanaugh may have twisted an ankle. He's back up and has rejoined the play. Now he's got it in between the circles. Long possession here for Concord. Drive down the lane. Messenger, reverse layup is good. His first field goal, he's got 4. Warsaw's lead is 4, 14-10. Finlinson to the baseline to Martin. Martin back out to Finlinson. Out to Carson Gould. Gould off a high screen from Jaeger. Whips a pass, deflected in the corner. Finlinson up the baseline, right back out to Carson. Now to Bricker for a 22-footer. It's in and out. Rebound tipped. Foul called. I think Finlinson was over the back. If it is, that's his second. And that's who it is. Robbie's got 2. Out of bounds to Concord. No move from Atmore yet. Well, he actually just found out that that was 2, and Berger's going to go back to the scores table and check in, but not before Concord puts the ball in play. 6:15 left to play, second quarter. Now they drive right, Kavanaugh into Bricker, and a foul called. Oh, and almost a three-point opportunity there. I don't know how Kavanaugh was able to almost bend himself backwards to shoot that ball and get it up off the backboard in the rim. Bricker with the foul, that's his first. Kavanaugh at the free throw line, just 13 attempts this season. He's 9 for 13. Looking for his first point of this game. He doesn't score a lot, about 3 points a game. First one's in. Again, they don't score a lot of points. 50 per game. But they're holding teams to 38. And that's why they're 11-2. Berger in, Finlinson out with those two fouls. McEwen back into the game for Avery Johnson for Concord. Second for Kavanaugh. In the air, no good. Long rebound, tipped out, grabbed by Concord. They get a reload. And at the top, Kavanaugh, left side, Boland shooting for 3. Good. He's only got 7 all year coming in. He's got 2 in the first half of this game. Now we're tied at 14. Again, Warsaw gave up a second chance. Jaeger dribbles down to the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Throws it out to Berger between the circles. Berger looking for cutters. Nobody open. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Carson Gould. Right of the key beyond the arc. Ball fake. And a drive to the free throw line. In the lane. Lost the ball. Fell down with it. And the whistle sounds. It's a held ball. And the arrow belongs to Concord. So the Tigers have struggled here to start the quarter. They've gone 2.5 minutes without a point. I think they've only taken one shot, and I think they have 3 turnovers. They had two turnovers in the opening quarter of play, and they've got more than that here already in this quarter. Kavanaugh down below us to Pro, runs into Carson Gould, not a Boland. Boland with a fancy dribble out at the top, picked up on the switch by Bricker. And Boland will back into the center circle. Boland leans over on Bricker. Now dribbles left and throws it back to the right for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh against Berger. Bounces it outside the lane, McEwen. Spins a circle against Jaeger. Dribbles it outside the arc, and he gives it to Pro. Pro now to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh left side for Messenger with space. Head fake. Martin doesn't make a mistake by going up off his feet. McEwen hands back on the weave. Pro down the lane, and it's blocked. He tried to shoot it. It was blocked by Jaeger. Martin with the loose ball, racing down the middle of the floor, dumps it down to Jaeger from the left. He tried to dunk it. He missed the dunk. He took off a little too far from the basket. Here comes Bolin the other way. Bolin flips it back to McCune. Now to Kavanaugh. Now to the left side for Pro. Pro to Bolin. Guarded loosely by Berger. Now he tries to drive in. Backdoor pass. Good pass. And a good finish by Lucas Pro. He's got five. Concord takes the lead back for the first time this quarter. 16-14 Minutemen. Carson Gould has his pass tipped. It stayed in bounds. It hit the referee and stays in bounds. 2-on-1 the other way. Pro goes in. He missed it. Carson Gould the rebound. They got a breakout. It's a 4-on-1. Carson Gould underneath Jaeger. Fakes. Shoots. Missed it. They had a 4-on-1 and got nothing. Holy cow. Gould took it down the lane and probably gave it off just a little too early. He had Bricker on the right he could have given it to. Tied a bounce to Warsaw, fortunately, and a whistle and an illegal screen is going to be called against the Tigers. Brant Martin gets the foul. That's his first. Warsaw has been called for three here in the second quarter. Concord for none. They've got the lead 16-14, and they've got the basketball coming to the near end. This is the 72nd meeting between Warsaw and Concord. Tigers lead the series 49-22. Down to the baseline, Messenger against Martin. Backs in two on the low block left. He'll turn and shoot and bank it in. Matt Moore wants timeout and gets it. This will be 8:30. We're going to take it with 3:34 left to play here in the opening half. Concord now leads 18-14, and we're back here in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 10 straight by the home team to start this second quarter has them in front 18-14. And Carson Gould brings it in the front court off a double screen at the top. Finds Martin off a screen on the left wing, down to Bricker toward the corner. He'll go up the baseline, kick it across to Berger, out to Carson Gould, whips a backdoor pass to Bricker, who puts it in. Beautiful feed inside from Gould to a cutting Bricker, who turned and finished to make it 18-16. And that ends the 10-0 Concord run. Warsaw now with a half-court trap. Carson Gould to steal. Bounces up ahead to Berger. Berger backs down to the right block and scores. Warsaw with two baskets in less than 20 seconds, and they tie the game at 18. Warsaw in a half-court trap. Messenger at the line. Lobs across the line for Brevard, who's back in. He's trapped at midcourt. Bounces along the timeline for Messenger. Messenger back to Brevard. Now he lobs back across. Gould tipped it and saved it again. Stolen by Carson Gould again. Around one defender. Up ahead left wing. Martin cuts the lane all the way to the basket underhand. Flip shot is good. Working from left to right. Martin banks it in. And timeout is called by Concord. Timeout Minutemen. 2:25 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw now with the lead 20-18 on a 6-0 run. In less than a minute and a half. As a matter of fact, doing the math here, in a minute and 9 seconds, Warsaw with six straight points to regain the lead 20-18. Tomorrow at 4:30, the boys are home to make up that game from last Friday against Goshen. We'll be on the air at 4:25. The JV tips off in the Tiger Den at 4:30 on News Now Warsaw. That in the Tiger Den will be JV boys at 5:30, followed by the varsity boys right after that. And then immediately following that will be the varsity girls game against Concord as Warsaw goes for a share of a third straight Northern Lakes Conference championship and a 21st conference win in a row. And we'll have all three games for you on News Now Warsaw. Bolin back in the game for Derek Deshone. He's their primary ball handler. Bolin lost the ball and he had help. Foul called against the Tigers. Berger with his first. That's 14 fouls on Warsaw. Concord still hasn't been called for one. With 2:06 left to play in the first half, Concord plays it in down by two. Right in front of Ryan Bricker at the end of the Tiger bench. Matt Moore standing here about 4 or 5 feet from the baseline. Bolin lobs cross-court to Messenger. Messenger jumps a pass to Pro. Pro back out to Messenger. Concord looks very confused. They were not ready for this defense at all. At the free throw line, Pro makes a fake, throws it back out to Bolin. 1:45 left. Near corner, that's Jake Deshone, Coates' cousin. Cross-court pass, Messenger for three. Way off the mark. Rebound tip. Martin's got it for the Tigers. Martin in transition. Tigers on a 6-0 run. Kicks it to the Carson Gould. Underneath, Sullivan wide open for two. How in the world did Drew get that open? A defender went down. It's 22-18 Tigers. 1:20 left to play first half. Bolin across the line. Lobs back across to Messenger. He lobs back across to Bolin. Inside McEwen. Hard loop. He put it in. He's fouled. Tigers did not get rotated around when that pass came over the top. Sullivan picks up the foul. His first. McEwen averages 6 points a game to go along with four rebounds. Those are his first two of this game. Martin to the bench. Finlinson back in at 1:08 to the second. Pro and Deshone out. Avery Johnson is back in, so is Kavanaugh. McEwen at the free throw line, 7 out of 12 this season. Starts with the ball about three steps back from the free throw line, now shoots the free throw up and in. Gets the ball from the official, almost at the back line of the free throw semicircle. Then he takes a breath and then steps up into the free throw, and it's 22-21 Warsaw with a minute 3 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw has the possession arrow as well. Berger, way out top, guarded by a Messenger. Berger puts it on the floor toward the center circle, then back to the right wing. Now dribbles back out. Better be careful. Ball poked away, and Berger got away from his defender. That felt like a five-second call. None was made. Carson Gould dribbling around, spins at the free throw line, lost the ball, picks up his dribble, goes to the far side, Finlinson. Now to Gould with 32 seconds left. Concord doesn't have a team foul this quarter, so they can be aggressive, and there's a steal. It's stolen by Bonds. He'll take it down. He missed the layup. Sullivan the rebound. Outlet to midcourt. Bricker 20 seconds. Bricker stop and go move. He'll drive in and bank it in. Bricker with 9 off the counterattack. Warsaw 24. Concord 21. 10 seconds left to play in the half. The Warsaw Tigers do not have a foul to give. They're trapping at midcourt. Ball knocked away. Oh, no. Foul called against Warsaw. This is Carson Gould's first foul, and that's free throws for Concord with 6.1 left to play. This is Bolin to shoot free throws. He's really good there. 23 out of 26. That is 88%. So you almost expect these two to go in. Jalen's got 6 points on 2 3-pointers, and the first one is good. And that's a call that's not made. Something just happened there. You hear me talk about it a lot. Bolin shoots the free throw. He has to wait by rule until the ball hits the rim for him to cross the line. And he walked right across the line, and the ball's still 2-3 feet from getting there. Shoots the second one. That one's good, too. He averages under 8 a game. He's got 8 in the first half. Last chance for Warsaw. They lead 24-23, 6.1 left. They get into Carson Gould. He's racing up the far side. He gets whacked. He gets grabbed. He shoots a running three. No good. Rebound. And there's Berger got grabbed too. And Matt Moore is screaming. The clock never ran. Now the clock is running down to zero. And what do we got? The clock never started. They were trying to foul the Tigers. And they're sending the teams to the benches. And the three officials are going to have a chat. Lance Grubbs is here. He's observing. Be fascinated to see what his take on this is. And they're calling the half over. Concord was trying to foul there. They grabbed two different Tigers to keep them from scoring. They didn't call any of the fouls. None of it. And no one noticed that the clock never ran. 24-23 is what we settle into as the halftime score here at McEwen Gym. First half scoring comes your way after this 90-second break on News Now Warsaw. It's winter homecoming here at Concord. This happens pretty much every year when we play the Minutemen here in Dunlap. So it's 24-23 Tigers, and they have young man dressed up in suits and ties and young lady in formal dresses being introduced here on the court. And we'll have a king and queen announced here shortly. For Concord in the first half, Lucas Pro a 2 and a 3 for 5. Andrew Cavanaugh a free throw for his only point. Breda Messenger 6 first half points, including 2 baskets in the second quarter. Parker McCune with a 3-point play for his 3 points. Jalen Boland's the leading scorer. He averages 8 points a game. He's got 2 3-pointers, which are his 8th and 9th in their 14th game, and he has 2 free throws for 8 points. For Warsaw, Luke Bricker is the leader. He has 9 points, including a 3-point basket. Drew Sullivan, 2. Robbie Finlinson, 3. Maiden Berger, 4. Brant Martin, 2. And Luke Yeager had 4, all in the first quarter. It was 14-8 Warsaw at the end of one. Concord scored the first 10 points of the second quarter to go up by 4. Then the Tigers made a run of their own, took the lead, and have had the lead since. Concord ended up winning the second quarter 15-10 to give us our 24-23 score. We were tied at 5, 14-18, and we had 3 first half lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 38-20. 6-4 now for the JV Tigers, 11-3 for Concord. Reed Nelson, 10 points. Sam McDaniels with a season-high 9 points. Those are season-high highs for both of those guys. They contributed 19 of Warsaw's 38 in the victory. Again, at halftime of the varsity, it's 24-23 in favor of Warsaw. We'll give the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Concord, Warsaw leads 24-23. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Oldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be that coach of your financial planning team. Oldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For Warsaw, they shot really well in the first half, 59%, 10 of 17 for the field, 2 of 3 from three-point range, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Concord was 7 of 16 from the field. That is 44%, 3 of 5 from three-point range, and 6 out of 7 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 10 to 6. And the Tigers had 6 turnovers in the first half, and Concord had 5. Points off turnovers, Warsaw 9, Concord 6. Second chance points, Concord 3, Warsaw nothing. So objective achieved for Derek Deshone, whose team only gave up 2 offensive rebounds in the first half. Of course, the Tigers only missed 7 shots. And the points off the bench, Warsaw 6, Concord none. Warsaw played to a 1.14, Concord to a 1.40. Individually for the Tigers, Luke Bricker, 4 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from the arc, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Also for Warsaw, Maiden Berger, 2 of 2 from the field, 4 points. And the leading rebounder in the first half was, actually you had 3 guys with 2. Bricker with 2, Drew Sullivan off the bench with 2, Robbie Finlinson also had 2 in the first half. Warsaw has the lead, 24-23, and they'll have the ball when we start the third. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Oldifer Bergen & Company. We're back next on News Now Warsaw.